that situation. But they said to him, they saw him in a distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. Here comes the dreamer. Here comes that dreamer. They said to each other, come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of these Syrtarians and say to a ferocious animal, devoured him. Then we will see what comes of his dreams. When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. Let us not take his life, he said, but don't shed any blood. Throw him into the Syrian here in the wilderness, but do not lay a hand on him, Reuben said. This to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came, said to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ordinary robe he was wearing. That was his favorite robe. Yeah, y'all can catch me in a minute. And they took him and threw him into the pit, and the pit was empty, but there was no water in it. And they sat down and ate their meal. They ate. Somebody gonna catch that in a minute. They just threw him in a pit, but they had time to stop and they still had the appetite. They looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were there loaded with spices and balm and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brothers, what will we gain if we kill our brother and cover it up his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Do not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother. Our flesh and blood, his brothers agreed. So when the Midianites merchants came by, the brothers pulled Joseph out of the pit and sold him for 20 shekels of silver. And the Ishmaelites took him to Egypt. I want to talk about this morning. Favor comes with a cost.
Hold on. Okay.
Favor. Favor.
Comes with a cost.
We've always taught people that my circle is so small. You know, when you've been through some stuff, when you were younger, you like to have a lot of friends. You meet new people, they're your friend. You talk to new people, that's your friend. That's my friend. We throw that word around so loosely. That's my friend. Facebook hadn't helped because you can have up to 5,000 friends. Come on, somebody.
Right on.
And what you realize is if you reach 5,000, you no longer can accept new friends. Now you just got followers. Anybody in here been through some stuff that the more you go through in life, you realize you don't need that many friends?
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
Things in life only get popular when they're true to a certain extent. Every lie has a little bit of truth in it. And we go through stuff in life. Anybody ever realize why Drake's song was so popular? No new
friends.
You anybody you've been through some stuff and you realize that, hey, look, I don't really need no new friends. Everybody can't handle the area of life you're in.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people close to you. Let me say it like this. Everybody close to you don't want you. They don't want you going up. They don't want to deal with you. They don't want to have to develop with you. They don't want to have to go through what you're going through. They want to have to deal with you. They don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to do better than them. And some people don't want you to fail. They just don't want you to exceed higher than them.
Amen.
What I've learned in life is that, watch this, is that my circle has to be fluid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Is that most of my circle has had to be fluid. Fluid is a liquid. It means that it does not have its own shape. It takes the shape of whatever it's in. It means that water has no set shape. It develops the shape of whatever you pour it into. So my friendship can include you or not include you if you shape to fit it.
Yeah.
There's some people that I need to talk to this morning that understands that everything that I've been through has helped me, shape me, move me, and molded me to fit what I'm dealing with today.
Yes. Yes.
That I can't fight everybody. I can't argue with everybody. I can't deal with all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, if you want to be with me, because anybody ever played them games where you had to make the shapes fit with the babies? The circle had to go in the circle, the square had to go in the square. Yeah. Yeah. And you only get frustrated when you're trying to put the circle in the square.
Yeah,
because it don't fit no more.
That's it.
Now, it's made out of the same stuff that the circle is made out of, but it's for a square hole.
Come on.
And most of us struggle trying to put people in places that they don't deserve.
Come on.
You frustrated because you put them in friend when they were supposed to be associate, and then you mad at them because they stayed doing what they were doing the whole time.
Yeah. The associates.
They are his brothers. They are... dealing with him, Joseph is one of the dedicated people of scripture. He has about 13 chapters dedicated to his life and stuff that he's dealing with. And what we find out about Joseph is that Joseph, even though he's a favorite son of his father, he's one of the only sons that doesn't have a tribe of Israel named after him.
Hold on.
Because you can be favored, but it can be some stuff that don't make your name.
Yeah.
He told them what was going on. He told them what was happening. And he was a favored son. How do you know he was favored? Because around chapter 36, 37, he starts, the father gets him a coat, and he makes him a coat. And it's a pretty coat.
Yeah.
It's a coat of many
colors.
Many colors. It looked good on him. Uh-huh. Come on, somebody. Yeah. But what you don't realize is that Joseph never asked for the coat. Because favored people frustrate people behind stuff that they didn't even realize that I was making you mad with. I had to realize this in my own life, that some people are mad at you because you beaten them, but the problem is that you playing solitary and they playing spades. You mad at me because I'm winning, but I ain't even playing against you.
Okay.
Come on.
How you got all of that? I'm not even. Why did you? Because I thought we was on the same team, but the problem is with you is that you wanted to be mad at me because I got more than you, faster than you. But the truth was, I wasn't even looking at you.
Talk about it.
Favor comes with a cost. People hate on you because of your relationship you got with God.
Lord have mercy.
Wait, so you going to church again? Now, we could club every night. I don't go but once a week. I ain't even trying to make you go. But you mad at me because I'm trying to be better.
Lord, have mercy.
I don't care what they say. I don't want to hear what your pastor say no more. Don't repeat him no
more. That's it.
Favor comes with a cost. I've realized that some stuff in life, you mess up because it hadn't cost you nothing. That most of us go through many things in life and we destroy a lot of stuff because it didn't cost us nothing. Yeah, you wanted it, you wanted to keep it, but what you did to get it wasn't enough. Because if I give you something fully developed and you didn't help it go through nothing, then you won't appreciate what's in me. Okay, let me say it like this. If you meet me while I'm there, you'll never understand how I got there. So you'll try to play me like I've always been there. But there's some other stuff in me that helped me get there that you won't understand. So when I have flashbacks, you'll act like that came out of nowhere. No, I ain't always been where I am, and where I am, I ain't been there that long. So it's some stuff in me that'll come out of me, but you don't have to press me to get it out.
Lord,
no, it ain't that I'm all the way out of it. I just don't act like that no more.
Come on.
Amen.
No, I used to live on Crazy Street. Now I just visit every now and then. No, let me explain to y'all something. You get better stuff in life. I like fine dining. I like good restaurants. But every now and then, I go make me a ham and cheese sandwich because just make sure it still work right with my digestive system.
If I got to go back.
I want to make sure it works. You have the right to request what you want from God, but you can't demand how he give it to you. Everybody want to be favored, but you don't want no problems.
Oh, Lord. That's
I want all of the stuff that I've been praying for. Yep. Well, that comes with a cost. Well, I don't really want the cost. No, I want to go up and everybody still like me. I want my circle to stay the same. I want everybody I'm dealing with to still deal with me. I don't want them to look at me funny. I don't want them to deal with me any kind of way. I was watching this girl. I can't even remember her name on YouTube. And she was saying how now that she's become YouTube famous, is that now her friends treat her different. I had never seen her before. I didn't know who she was. Had never talked to this girl. I ain't seen now video she did. But her friends in her circle thought that she had changed. The problem was she didn't realize. Watch this. She didn't realize that they saw more in her than she saw in herself. So what they saw in her was where she was. She saw in herself where she used to be. Come here, because y'all missed it. Your friends, when they ain't as favored as you, see the favor in your life before you see it. So while you going up, they start trying to get mad at you because they see your elevation and you still feel like you walking. Because they see the separation before you see it. So by the time you see it, you shocked.
Come on.
Because now you like, I don't know what happened. And they like, no, I told you you was acting funny. No, I thought we was getting better. No, you was acting funny. I never wanted to be better. I liked where we was at. I liked what we was doing. That's why I was doing it. And you like, no, this was a situation. That was not my lifestyle.
Three things.
I'm going to get out of y'all way, y'all. Three things. First thing you found out about favor is favor softens the attack. You can't stop people from hitting you, but favor will soften the attack. It's right here, verse 21, 22. And Reuben heard that they, Reuben heard this, and he tried to rescue him from their hands. Let's not take his life. Come on. Don't kill him.
Yeah.
Watch this. Because you can be favored and still get in some stuff. Well, I thought I'd been going to church. I thought I wouldn't have to go through this. No. This just softens the attack. Okay, James Fortune said it like this. It could be worse.
Yeah, it could.
No, you could have died. Okay, let me show you. Let me paint the picture of how clear this is. That Joseph is walking to feed his brothers. This is his blood brothers, born of the same mother and father. At least the same father. Some of them had the same mother. Some of them didn't. He's walking to feed them lunch. They are working. He was the house child. He was the favorite child. He was in there cooking. He came out with his robe on that his daddy gave him, minding his own business. And his brothers saw him afar off.
Yeah.
Let's kill him.
Yeah. Oh,
no. I'm tired of him. We out here working. We trying. He
up in it.
Watch this. Now we not mad at our situation. Watch this. Not mad at my situation. I'm mad that he ain't sharing our situation.
Yeah.
I'm mad that he feel like he better than us. So let's kill him. And one in the group, because favor always speaks up, whether you hear it or not. Favor, watch this, will argue on your behalf before you attend the meeting. Let's kill him. They had this meeting before he was right up on him. Before he got to him, Reuben said, hey. I know we mad, but are we that mad?
Right.
I mean, seems a little extreme.
Yeah.
Do we really want to do that?
Yeah.
Let's not put no blood on our hands. Favor softens the attack. Because sometimes people want to hurt you, but they don't figure out, they don't know why they can't do to you what they want to do to you. Because favor on your life keeps speaking on your behalf. Let me explain to you clearly what this is. It's Jesus says, the Bible says this, is that Jesus, the man, Jesus is in heaven making intercession for you. It literally is a picture painting of a lawyer in court arguing on your behalf. He's literally in heaven saying, God, every time you want to get them for what they did, because they did do it, I'm going to show you this blood because this price has been paid for them already. Favor stands in the intermission. It stands in between you and the punishment that you deserve, saying that, hey, I know they deserve what you're trying to give them, but don't give that to them because they covered. Watch this. And you don't even know that the argument is happening on your behalf.
Yeah.
You just showed up to the meeting and don't realize that death could have been your portion.
I got mine. Oh, Lord. Right?
You. Favor. Watch this. Favor doesn't exempt you from problems, but it does help when the hurt comes.
Yes. Come on. Yes.
That's it.
Favor. That's favor it. Says, I ain't going to let it take you out, but I will give you a Band-Aid to make sure. Ain't no need to worry. It'll be all over.
In the morning.
Favor softens the attack. It softens the attack. People don't want to kill you sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes they ain't got the nerve to want you dead. They just want to kill your name.
Lord have mercy.
Sometimes.
They just want to kill your reputation.
Yes. Lord have mercy.
They don't want you to change circles. They don't want you to have no circle. They get admitted into meetings that they ain't had no business in, only to discredit you before you get into the meeting. I thank my haters because they hated me on a level sometimes that I didn't even know.
Come on.
I was on.
Come on.
You talking about me and I didn't even know I was there yet. You was hating on me and I didn't even know, Taj, I was favored in that area. It's some people that are see, you have to understand, and most of us don't understand the attacks that our haters have been under trying to attack you until you get delivered from their attack. Yes. And they come and congratulate you on some stuff you didn't even know you was under attack for.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know you could preach like that. You ain't think I could preach?
Jesus.
I didn't know. I didn't even know we went. You ever had somebody walk up to you and be like, I forgive you? Forgive me for what? I didn't know we was mad at each other. I didn't know we was angry. Why? Because favor softens the attack. They wanted to hit you, but you were so busy doing you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have time to focus on them. Mm. So when they attacked you, you was like, So we mad at each other? Favor softens the attack. Favor softens the attack. They wanted to kill you before you came, but when you walked into the room, they saw favor and the plan changed. Mm-hmm. They wanted to take you out. Mm-hmm. Now, understand this. Today's society is full of cowards, so they ain't going to kill you. They're going to come after some stuff that's going to kill you with other people. They want to kill your other relationships because toxic people only want to kill your healthy stuff.
Yes.
Toxic people don't attack each other. No, they'll sit around each other and say, I don't talk to them that much because they gossip. But they y'all only gossip together. So how you know they gossip? Because you gossiping with them.
Hold on.
We all gossipers. Say it together. Don't be acting like you the only one in the group that don't like gossip.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on, y'all. I had a friend of mine lied so much. He lied so much. And I just got tired. Why was you lying? You know what he told me? Is it my fault for lying or your fault for keep talking? Because you knew I was lying.
Come on.
When I started talking.
Come on.
That changed my life. Because you know what it was? It was me. I'm mad at you for being who you are. I keep trying to make you be something you're not.
That's it.
Why am I mad at you for being?
You are.
I understand. Understand this. I don't have to destroy the relationship. I have to redefine the relationship.
Yeah.
Well, we ain't got to be enemies. But you can't stand that close to me. Stand over here.
Yeah.
That's right. No. This is your portion. You stand. You are this friend. Come on, somebody. You the friend that I call when I'm excited. But when I'm depressed, I can't talk to you. Because that ends up getting out the room. I don't need that. Yeah. I need the friend that's a vault. That don't nobody know what's going on with me. But they know everything. Yeah. So if I go to the hospital, I know who to call. Yeah. I need to know, understand, and appreciate that you ain't the one to talk to. Because you ain't coming to the hospital to see me. Yeah, you ain't going to pray for me. You just going to call everybody and say, I don't know what they sick from now, but they always in that hospital. So I'm always going on with them. You ain't prayed. They ain't cried out to God. Ain't did nothing. You just gossip. If you don't gossip, at least talk to God about it.
Amen. Come on, Pastor.
Favor safens the attack. And everybody in here needs to get a different level of praise, which means that you have to have another level of thankfulness. And every now and then you have to be like the Asian guy on Hangout. Because you can't always celebrate the victory. You got to celebrate sometimes the fact that you live through what you're going through. And sometimes it's the fact of you have to ask yourself like the Asian dude did or hang out. But did you die?
That's it.
Did it take you out?
Yeah.
That meant that favor covered you. Because the enemy wanted to do that. Okay, let me go back to about 10 sermons ago. He ain't got a simple game plan to steal, kill,
and destroy.
And if you ain't, none of that ain't happened to you, that meant that favor softened the blow.
Come on.
Yeah,
right?
Come on. Yeah, that's right.
Softened. Anybody ever got a whooping with clothes on?
Yeah.
Anybody ever got a whooping with no clothes on?
Yeah.
You realize that some of them slowed the blow down.
Yeah.
That this didn't hurt as much as it could have.
Yeah.
And if you was real bad, they caught you right out the tub, just full of wet and everything, just come straight here.
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
With a look in their eyes that if, yeah. that they'd kill you if they had resurrection power.
Amen.
I,
amen.
Favor softens the blow.
Yeah.
Second thing is that favor sustains your attitude.
Come on.
It sustains your attitude. Originally, I wanted to say that it sustains you, but it ain't really about you. It's about your attitude. Most of us get in favored situations where people think highly of you and your attitude reminds them of where you used to be.
Yeah.
Where is that? Right here, 23-25. You can read all of it, but the part I want you to see ain't in 23-25. It's what you don't see. Sometimes you see stuff by seeing what you don't see. You see that they put him in a pit, and Reuben says, don't kill him, put him in a pit. And they put him in a pit, and you think that because you favored, you shouldn't be in a pit. But your attitude is what gets you out of the pit. What is in the text that ain't in the text, Pastor? I'm glad you asked me. Is that he ain't said a word. You see it. All of this stuff. His brothers are talking to each other. They done left and went and ate. But he ain't said quit trying to defend yourself to people that don't like you no matter what you got to say. Favor sustains your attitude. Because guess what? I've learned to love me. So if ain't nobody in a pit but me, I'm with everybody I need. I don't need nobody all by myself.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Don't need no friends. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to Arcane. The clean version ain't in my head. By myself.
Yeah. Take your time, Pastor. For real.
Take it these way. Take
your time.
Because I feel it in my spirit.
Bam.
Bang it. Push, Pastor. Push.
By myself.
Push. All for real.
I'm sick of needy people that always need you to get them out of stuff.
Okay.
I got me in it, I'll figure out a way to get out of it. And until I figure it out, I ain't saying a word.
Uh-huh. That's it. Uh-huh. Ain't got nothing to say.
Your attitude can take you up and it can bring you down. The Bible says that your gift makes room for you, but what I realize is that a bad attitude will get you put out the room.
Okay.
You go into a room, act like you know what you got going on. Just sometimes when I was exposed to the first time to real well known pastors, I knew when to talk. But I knew when to talk because I had been in other environments where I learned when not to talk.
Okay.
So I'd be sitting at the table and my friends would be like, so what did you talk about? I ain't talk about nothing. Well, you were sitting there for 2 hours. I shut up. Why you shut up? Because I ain't on that level.
Yeah.
And one day when they asked me to talk, I had something to say. Well, you should have been talking the whole time. You've been there for 2 days. No. You can't tell me what to do at a meeting you wasn't invited to.
Speak, Jesus.
No, you had the same opportunities available to you that I had to me, but you didn't get invited because you didn't know when to shut up, and you mad at me because I shut up at the right time.
That's right.
Your attitude can get you in and out of some stuff. Understand this, that sometimes people want to break you, and your attitude is what let them know that they getting to you. Some people, you just got to shut up and look at it.
Yeah.
I ain't got to argue with you, fight with you. I'm
yeah.
So you not talking today? Not today.
Not
I didn't cast out every demon I'm casting out today. If you want that to run your life, you let that run your life. But you're not going to interrupt my peace. Because this side of the street is peace. So you can be foolish if you want to. But on this side of the street, I ain't trying to deal with that. You can't fight with me. You can't argue with me. You can't disrupt me. Because guess what? When you through talking, I'm still going to have to live with me. And I'm not going to let you pull something out of me that I can't live with. So go on.
That's it. That's it. Right there.
Put him in a pit. Okay. Why? God met me in the bed. He can show me in the pit. I'm not. Ain't no way you can put me. That's why they sing that song. Nothing can separate me. That's in Romans 8, around 38. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. But you only understand that when you've been in some situations that you thought that he wouldn't come in with you.
Right.
Anybody ever prayed that God will get you out of something? God, if you get me out of this one, I promise you I won't go back. Did you ever realize you took him in that with you?
Yeah.
that he was there
the whole time.
See, that's why I don't worry about people that walk out of my life, because if God still loves me and he know the stuff y'all don't. No. Come on back. Keep that church face down. I'm talking about the stuff you don't want to tell nobody that you're going to take to your grave. Saved, sanctified, and sold out. But you're still taking two or three of them stories straight to the grave. Ain't nobody going. Nobody but me and the Lord. You don't need to know what I've been going through. Because guess what? That's some stuff that I've learned to shut up about. No, you can't tell everybody everything. Everybody can't handle it. Everybody can handle all.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I don't do good telling on me.
Lord have mercy.
No, you had to see me. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
There's some stuff in your life that you're going to go through that you're going to have to, and watch this, and you have to watch them, watch this, you have to watch them eat in comfort after they hit you. Because God always lets you see the temporary victory of Satan, so you'll know that he finna take over. Every time somebody come after you and it seems like they won, just let them celebrate for a little while. Because greater is coming. That's why we have hope. Hope is the expectation of something good. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you don't hope for something, then you ain't got faith for nothing. Which means that if you ain't hoping for nothing, that means it's in the future. Which means that right now I'm hoping that when I get out of this, that I got something to talk about. So I can't talk to you about where I'm at because I'm too busy talking about where I'm going. Y'all get me out of this. Y'all going on and eat. See, you got to learn how to, and I hate because I had the natural gift of gab. I could talk my way into and out of a whole bunch of stuff. So it's natural for me to be able to do that in life because I've always been able to do it. I don't know where it came from, Taj. I didn't give it to myself, but I'm glad I had it. So I was able to do it. And what I was able to do is to be able to talk noise. If I couldn't back it up, I don't know, because most of the people backed down when I started talking. So I had to explain to them, hey, you going on and get your meal now because you're going to need that strength to watch me when I go up. Keep on watching and enjoy where you at right now, but sooner or later you're gonna see me on top, because I ain't got to do nothing, I ain't got to go nowhere. And you go, I want you to appreciate this pit I'm in today. Eat your food, you're gonna need your strength. Make sure you get your vegetables, because I want your eyes strong. Because when I come out of this, it's gonna be some stuff. Watch your attitude. Watch, they had a saying about 4 or 5 years ago that said, keep calm, don't let everything razzle you. Don't let everybody know the effect they have on you. Some people, they can't take you over because they're trying to deal with you. Just keep. Keep calm. Don't let everything disrupt you. Watch this. Don't let everything interrupt your peace.
Lord have mercy.
I can't even sleep at night. And you didn't gave something too much power. Let that go. That ain't in your wheelhouse of situational stuff. I ain't finna be worried about that. I can't. Understand this: that if you can't lift it, you need a spotter.
Come on.
I don't do well working out. They know I don't do well at the gym. But I understood something about the gym. At the gym, you would put some weights on. But if you were really trying to what they call max out, you would get the heaviest weight you could. But you couldn't do that by yourself. You had to get a spotter. And that's when you take somebody with you that you know when you can't lift it, they got you. And what most good spotters do, they put 2 fingers under it. And you can't lift nothing with them 2 fingers. But what is it? It's a sign to show you, I got you. And they lean with you, because guess what? You ain't in here by yourself. No. Just go. And they coach you, and they close to you. And most of the time, you trying to get a human spotter when God said, no, I got you. No, I can do more with my 2 fingers than anybody can do with their whole body. Just keep on lifting. No, it ain't took you out yet. It's just keep on. You in the pit, but keep on lifting. You feel like you finna throw in the towel, but keep on lifting. Why? Because I got you. And most good spotters can coach you. They walk you through that thing. No. Put your feet down. Now push. Don't let go. You almost there. You halfway there. You just started pushing. You ain't nowhere close. But they know how to talk you into believing that you can do anything in the world. Because in that moment, you either win or lose. And I refuse to lose. And guess what? And when you get out, they know how to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
They ain't lifted a thing, but they happy just like you happy. Because guess what? We We did it.
Yeah.
The first thing is favor softens the attack. Second thing, favor sustains your attitude. Y'all, I'm through. Third and final thing is favor seeks praise attention.
All right.
Favor seeks praise attention. I wanted to say praise is attention, but then I didn't want y'all to think I was talking about being incorrect English. It's literally just talking about praise. Praise is really a person because in Hebrew, the word praise is translated over to the word Judah. In verse 26, it starts off with this. Judah said to his brothers, what will we gain if we kill our brother? Because the right attitude during the right attack will always seek praise. Praise, translated to the Hebrew, is the word Judah. Judah, the lion of Judah. Jesus is the lion of Judah. Praise is Judah. Judah means praise. If Judah was speaking up on your behalf, that meant that praise can speak up on your behalf. Because if you got some stuff going on, the problem with most of us is not when we shut up. It's when we start talking, what do we say? Sometimes you ain't got time to hope for stuff. Sometimes you ain't got time to pray. God, if you get me out of this, I got all that. Ain't got time for all that. I need you to do something right now. And when you ain't got time to pray, and you ain't got time to have faith and hope and love and long suffering, when you need him to do it right then, you need to learn to put some praise. Most of us go through what we go through because we refuse to put a praise on some stuff because you're still trying to figure it out. And God says you should still be celebrating that I woke you up. If you don't appreciate the stuff that you can't do, then you won't appreciate the stuff that you can. Because most of us feel like you woke up this morning because your alarm clock went off. Somebody touched you, said, we're going to be late for church. Something happened and it didn't work out for you. But the truth of the matter is that there's a whole bunch of people down at Dixon that didn't get the touch. There is some whole bunch of people down at different funeral homes right now that didn't get touched by that finger. They got touched by another finger and got up somewhere else. That you have to understand that if you are able to do something, you still have enough to praise God for. That your favor should seek praise. What does that mean? Is that praise is for the substance of things hoped for. Praise is for what you know that he's done, whether it's tangible or intangible. Worship is for who he is. But watch this. I used to say, if you ain't got nothing to praise him for, you should still worship him. But the truth of the matter is that you always got something to praise him for. It might not be the car you want, but it's a car. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. No, I might not know how I'm putting no gas in that joker, but thank you.
Amen.
No, I might be in a pit, but they didn't kill me. Thank you. See, you got to learn how to thank God for some stuff that you don't even understand. The relationship with them might be over, but guess what? On the other side of the over is some better stuff. I'm going from pit to palace, baby, but you ain't going with me if we don't break up in the pit. Most of us struggle because we don't know how to break it off with pit lifestyle. Because everybody wants to leave you in the pit because they were comfortable with you in the pit long as they was eating. Understand this, that everybody that talked to you ain't in your situation. Some of them are just close enough to your pit to talk to you while you in the pit because they ain't eating.
Lord have mercy.
Watch this. But they eating what you brought to the table, but they ain't fed you.
Come on.
I'm in the text. He was bringing them lunch. And when he brought them lunch, they stopped and ate lunch, but they didn't eat lunch until they put him in the pit. And most of the time, you struggling with stuff because you thought that we was together because you keep bringing the table of food. But the problem is that they didn't allow you to eat because they didn't want you to eat, because the weaker you get, the more they can manipulate and take advantage of you. So they will keep taking from you. And understand this, that partners and parasites look alike. They both stick with you, but one only is there to live off of you.
That's a word.
Everybody ain't your partner. Some of these people are parasites. They just gotta suck on you and live off of you and take everything from you. And it ain't always money. Leave money alone. Money is easy to come by. Some of them want to suck on your joy. And just want to, every time you happy, they got a problem. Every time you got a struggle, they got something going on. And they ain't gonna leave you. They just gonna eat close to you. Because, hey, I might need to pull you out because I might need to eat again. No, I don't need you to live off of me. I'm going somewhere else. This is my ex. Some of us need to break up some relationships with some people that became parasites that we thought was partners. You can't walk with me because we ain't going the same direction. How you gonna live off of me and we ain't, this ain't even in my nose, but I feel that thing. I pray for discernment for relationships, for people that always got something to say that ain't never positive for what you got going on. You got a negative about everything. You ain't never happy. Ain't gonna tell me God gonna bless. Bless what? My wife says this historically, and I love it. I'm really through. She said, no is a complete sentence.
Yes. Big, period,
hard, stop. Noun, verb, adverb, adjective. No.
No.
Do we still go together? No.
No.
Can you stay with me? No.
No.
Can I borrow? You mind if I ride with you? No.
No.
Can I come over? No.
No.
Why? No. I don't need to describe it. I don't need to advise it. I don't need to tell you nothing else. Because staying with you sucks on an area of my life that I don't really need taken from. And I'm not saying that you are bad. You're just bad for me. And understand that everything that's in food ain't bad, but some stuff just don't work with my system. And you started to upset my system. So I got to get you out of me. I'm here, but I ain't here. I'm there, but I ain't there because I got favor. And when you go up, you have a different appetite for stuff. And some people you can't deal with because when you want to deal with them, they start upsetting your system. Because when they come around, you feel like, what do you want now? What are you asking for now? You can't deal with this because you got that. I'm sick of having Jobs in my life. And when they only want to stay in chapter one, everything you're doing is losing something. You always in lack and loss. You need to, and you're mad at me because I'm going to church. Hell, you need to come with me. I'm sorry.
No.
Preach.
I'm sick of people that don't want to embrace the favor on their life. I pay too much to get to where I'm at to lose it behind somebody that don't even want what I want. You think I'm going to let you make me lose this? All the hell I went through to fight to get to where I'm at?
There's
a fool inside of me fighting to get out every day, and you trying to help him win. I feel like I'm being jacked.
Talk about it, man.
Been a fight with you for this stuff. And watch this. And they were supposed to be his brothers.
Lord have mercy.
It's the people closest to you that you didn't let right in your inner circle that's coming to interrupt all of your peace, your joy, and then you start rejecting people that's trying to help you because you say you ain't with them yet.
Oh my, you preach away.
It's in the text. And understand this, that when you leave them don't mean your problems leave. But you take your lessons. Don't fool around and slip into the same stuff you did before. Because of what happened with his brothers, he never trusted Pharaoh the way they thought he would. Why? Because I've been turned over by my brothers. And if they'll turn on me, you ain't about, I don't even know you like that. But understand this, the frustration you deal with today from these relationships will be the same thing that'll help bless you in your next season of your life. Watch this. Eat the meat. Spit out the bones. Don't throw it all away. Eat the meat. Spit out the bones. The part that hurt you, throw that away. But take the lesson. Because it's nourishment in that. It's stuff you learned from that. Understand this, because if you leave all of it, you're going to be mad. But if you eat the meat, Because I can tell that smell will fall off. That sounds like foolishness. I don't ever want that again.
Yeah.
Somebody started asking you for too much and you realize they ain't brought nothing to the table. Maybe my pastor say, partner or parasite, which one is you? Because you ain't bringing nothing to that. Partner's bringing something. Yeah. You ain't got to bring what I bring, but you ought to bring something. What do you tell me, what do you have? What are you trying to do? I ain't saying bring money, but you can't be depressed and broke. Pick a struggle. You can't be everything. You can't be, you ain't God. You can't be all things to all man. What are you finna be? You gonna be depressed, stressed out, and hurt?
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to help you build you tech.
Yeah.
What about me? Because when you favored, you attract all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Favor speaks up on your behalf. Favor softens the blow. But my best one is favor sustains your attitude. Because watch this. We always say this in church, and it sounds cute. I don't look like what I've been through. And that's true. But most of us don't look like half of the stuff we've been through. If I tell you my story, you wouldn't think that I've been through half of the stuff that I've been through. And that's all cute, fine, and dandy. But you shouldn't act like what you've been through either.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Come on.
You might not look like it, but you sure shouldn't act like it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around me turned on me. Not everybody. Because I don't even know you.
Right on.
Ain't never been close enough to hurt you. So
you
brought the hurt to the relationship.
Yeah.
And understand this. And this is how, and I'm through. I promise y'all I'm through.